Okay, today's daf Kuf Yud Gimel. We're in Kuf Yud Beis on the bottom, second line from the bottom. Amar Ravina. Ravina said, Yehavinan Zimna, we will summon somebody to court, Apuma de Itasa, on the basis of a woman, Vapume de Shivivi, and on the basis of a neighbor. Thank you. What is that? On the basis of a neighbor, also. Velo Amaron. That's only right because I think the woman or the neighbor is going to be the shliach, the messenger, to send over the summons to come to Beis Din. So a woman could be that, a neighbor could be that also. V'lo amar, that's only true el delesa b'masa, that the guy who's being sued, the defendant, is not here. Aval issa b'masa, but if he's here, lo. We don't say that. The Amrina, because we say, Amar lo amri le, the amri ashkechinhu shlicha debezin v'amale. I'm not 100% sure what's going on here, but that means that this neighbor is going to say, I'm not going to tell him about the court case. He's here. He goes to shul. He's in the town. He'll hear about the court case from the shlich bezin. So what exactly is this person's job? You know what I'm saying? What is this person's job? A woman or a neighbor?
Woman or a neighbor.
So the woman, what's the person, what's the woman's or neighbor supposed to, they're the ones.
She's going to think.
The Gemara starts off, Mazam Yizimna Apume De'itza. You can summon a person to Beis Din on the basis of a woman, Vapume De'shivvi, on the basis of a neighbor. What does that mean?
You can ask her if she's clearly reliable in the eyes of Beis Din.
She's reliable in the eyes of Beis Din to do what?
To be a messenger.
Then we said, that's only true if the guy's not here. But if he's here, she's going to say,
the court sent somebody else.
But what about her?
Rarely we don't trust the women.
Right, okay.
She's not in an official position.
Right. Lo true. El delo chalif ababa de bedina. If he doesn't pass by the courthouse, aval chalif ababa de bedina. But if he passes by the Beis Din, lo amri, then we don't say that. Ashkechu abeidina v'amrile. Because again, he'll pass by the Beis Din, then they'll see him in the hallway, they'll see him outside in the lobby, they'll catch him. Lo amaron, it's also, we don't say this, elo da'asi b'yamoma. That's only true if he shows up by day. Avo lo asi b'yome, lo. But if he doesn't show up by day, the guy's a night job, so he only comes at night. Ema ishtule ishtali. The people are going to forget, because no one's there at night. He's a night janitor or something. He's a night guard. No one who's there at night. Nobody. So they're going to figure out to tell him. So therefore, you have to rely on Beis Din. Okay.
House girl is saying, yeah, by day, but that day. Otherwise,
they'll forget. Right. That would be fine. Next. Amar Rava. Haiman de kasav ale tzicha al dolo asi ladina. If somebody writes down, a psicha means like a document that we're going to put you in chayur, right? Haiman de kasav ale psicha ad delo asi ladina. If you don't come to Beis Din, ad de asi ladina lo makri inan le. Until they come, you don't rip it up. Al delo tzayis ladina. This is a different kind of document. This is a document that they have to follow the psak of the Beis Din, right? This is worse. Ad de tzaisa, until they comply, lo makri inan le. Don't rip it up. Flowy, that's not true. Kivan de amar tzaisina kari inan le. Since he promised or he pledged to follow the psak of the Beis Din, we rip it up. Rashi says, la'alter, right away, de dilma les le zuze hashta v'tarach. Right now he doesn't have the cash. He's going to raise the cash. Listen to this. Ava ba'asa ladina kol kamadalo asi af gerusa hu. I cannot be chorus. You don't show up to Beis Din? Who doesn't show up to Beis Din when you're summoned? Okay. Rashi says you're an afgarusa. Almost like an apikaris.
Afgarusa means you're considered a whole system hectic.
Correct.
This is not for today, though.
No, it's not for today. No. Amar Rav Chisda. Kovim Zman. We set up a time. Basheni v'chamishi v'sheni. Right? Monday, Thursday, Monday. Zimna basar zimna. Zimna v'zimna basar zimna. One time, a second chance, and a third chance. Ulumachar kasvinan. Then we write this document. Ravasi ikla l'beruf kahana. Ravasi l'beruf kahana. Chaza hu itse. So a woman, da azma ladina b'panya, that she was summoned in the morning, u'b'tzafrit in the afternoon, kasev le'psicha. They read it already in the afternoon, they wrote already a document that she's not abiding by Bezin's rule. Amalei lo savol amar, the amar Rav Chista, kavun zman, sheni b'chamishi sheni. She's only one day late. Don't you give her a Monday, Thursday, Monday? Amalei hani mili gavra. That's only men. They're honest that they're busy. They could be have a reason. Velese b'masa, they're not here. Aval itza, a woman, housewife, kivon, in those days anyway, kivon the itza b'masa, v'lo asya b'meredeti. Why didn't she show up? What other thing is she doing? She can't show up to Beis Din. The baby's home, right? What kind of job? No job, doesn't do anything. So by the fact that she doesn't come, that already demonstrates she's a meredes. Don't waste any time, you write the document against her. What all this, like how did we even get to talk about this? It's all a tangent. Right, with this parak of Akzila. We're talking about, you know, summoning and... Okay, next. Amar Yehuda, lo yavin zmana, we don't summon people, v'lo b'yom Nisan, v'lo b'yom Tishrei. Not during Nisan, not during Tishrei. Why not? So Rashi says, lo yavin zimna b'yom Nisan, ein mezamnin adam ladin, we don't summon you, l'nisan v'tishrei, shehuzman katzir v'batzir. That's the harvest months. Right? You gotta give a guy a break. Can't lose his whole parnasa because you have an issue, he broke your window. You can't do that. Those 2 months are off limits, says Rashi. Now, says the Anshul Shlomo, that doesn't apply to Bizman Azeh. Nobody has a farm today. So today it doesn't apply. Why can't a guy go to court in the beginning of Nisan, or beginning of Tishrei? Why not? What? So that's not what Rashi said. According to the Amshul Shlomo, it doesn't apply today. The Rambam said that the reason that there's no court in Nisan and Tishrei is because people are Torud in the Moedim. And the Rif adds Sivan also. It's a Shavuos, it's Matan Torah. It's only one day, right? But if that's the case, then according to the Rambam's reason, L'chora, after Sukkot and after Pesach, it should be okay. What are you Torah in the Yontif, the day after Sukkot? What are you busy with? Taking your Sukkot down, I don't understand. And then after that, and then what are you busy with after that? Nothing. According to Rashi, the whole month you're off. According to Rashi, it should be you're only off till after Yontif, no?
So you're saying there were some of Beis Din didn't operate the whole month.
What?
Did Beis Din operate that month, or?
Maybe they operated for emergency, who knows, you know, could be. The point is, what's the reason why Nisan and Tishrei are off limits? According to Rashi, then fine. According to the Rambam, if it's because of Yontif, then after Yontif, it should be okay. Right? Okay. Next. Lo b'male Yomtov, v'lo b'male Shabbos. Not Erev Yomtov, not Erev Shabbos. Avo b'nisan l'basar yomei Nisan, but to send you the summons to come after Nisan, u'b'yomei Tishrei l'basar Tishrei, and to send it to you on Tishrei to come after Tishrei, that we could do. Male Shabbos, l'basar male Shabbos, listen to this. To send it on Friday to come Sunday, lo kavina, we don't send that. My time, or why not? What?
Of course they open on Sunday.
Why not?
Beis Din?
Why not?
It's open Monday, Thursday.
Who said?
Through Akamura, we always learned that Monday and Thursday is the shuk day.
And they can't be open another day?
I didn't say that.
So my time, or why not? Why can't, listen to this. We don't send you on a Friday to come Sunday. My time, or why not? Because Davidna, the Shabbos, the Torah. Because you're gonna get preoccupied because of Shabbos. Anyone notice when you get mail on Friday, like you never look at it?
Yeah.
Right? That's exactly the point. You get mail on Friday, you don't look at it, so busy with Shabbos. Then Matzah Shabbos, what came on Friday? But then already it could be too late. Same thing over here. What about Erev Yontif? So why is that alright? I said it to you on Tishrei for after Tishrei. So one of the Rishitim Kibetzah says they have so much time. Send you something on Friday to come on Sunday, even to come on Monday. There's no time to. People don't look at the mail on Friday. But I send it to you during Tishrei to come, have a whole month to look at it. So, Mustama, you'll find out about it the whole month.
I feel like the Gur is only Shabbos.
What?
The Gur is only Shabbos.
Why?
You got a summons up before Shabbos.
Yeah.
It's going to be so tardy, one can enjoy it.
It's a fair point. You know, you ever hear people say, they're going to go in for surgery on a Friday or a Thursday so they can get better on Shabbos. They can relax over Shabbos.
They can rest on Shabbos.
But Rabbi Yashar says it's a smack in the face to own a Shabbos and cover Shabbos. Think about it.
I heard about this third day should be Shabbos.
Think about that. People do that all the time. They have some dental work done on a Friday morning. So by Sunday, they're back to themselves.
Right.
So Shabbos, where are you? Shabbos are out.
Yeah.
Think about that. It's such a slap in the face to Shabbos.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Everyone does that. Right?
Yeah. Well, they want to minimize the amount of days of taking
I understand.
Work,
I understand. I understand.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
You'd want to do it on a Monday, so by Friday...
Exactly. It's a whole different mentality. I'm not putting aside work, because it's valid.
No, but that's the reason.
What?
That's the reason.
That is the reason. I know, the reason is because of work. But so you're sacrificing work for Shabbos, which we never do that. Nobody goes to work on Shabbos. Okay, just an idea. I'm not possibly. I did the same thing once. No, we all do it. We all do it. Just bear in mind what you're doing. We all do it. Bear in mind what you're doing. You don't even think about what you're doing. Right?
It's wrong.
Amar of Nachman, it's not saying it's wrong. You have to balance it. You have to balance it. But think about it. So, saying you get mail on Friday, no one looks at it. Amar of Nachman, lo yavid and zamana, we don't summon you. Listen to this. Lo levnei kala, bekala, v'lo levnei rigla, berigla. The kala was the shear, it was a shear. Right? That was a Shabbos shear. And the rigla was a shear for Yontif. So you're not allowed to, the bezin, so everyone shows up to that, right? So imagine that the process server comes, bedafka to the big shear, because everyone's there. Right? You're going to find the guy. Everyone shows up to that. So we don't allow them to serve anybody for bezin at those shiurim, because then people will stay home. I'm not going to that shear. They're going to smack me with a lawsuit. I'm not coming to that shear. So people will stay home. We don't want people to stay home from the shear. We want people to go. So you can't have anyone at that shear. You hear this? Ki havi asal kamedra of Nachman amalahu v'chi lididchu kinu faichu, right? What are you're chaining us? You're making us open subject to lawsuits for coming to Yashir? So they didn't want to do it. But now, d'ikaramai chashinon. Now just the opposite. Every bum goes to the Shir and says, oh, you can't touch me here. I'm at the Shir. So now it changed. Im hayu davar sheish bar achrayis l'shalim. So then we said what? That if you have achrayis, you have to pay. If you have the money to pay, you have to pay for the son. Masnile Rebbe Leb Shimon Berei Lo Davar Sheish Bo Achrayis Mamash. It doesn't even mean mamash land. It means Elafilu Paru V'Charish Ba Chamor U'Mechamer Achrav. Even if it's a cow that your father stole and he used it, or a donkey that he used, Chayavon Lahavzir Mikshut Mipnei Kavod Avian. You have to return it because it's the kavod of your father. Everyone's walking around saying, "Look at this guy. This guy died, and the kids are keeping that stolen goods in the house." What a terrible thing! Mita umesav aleha shulchan v'ochal lemao. What about a bed or a table? Even that? Amaleo tein l'chacham v'yachkemod. Be smart about it. The answer is yes. Even that you should return. Okay, new Mishnah. Ready? In portin, we do not exchange money. Lo mitevas hamoksin, not from the table, from the tax man. Tax collector used to come around and he had all this cash on him. So, you know what? Let's change some money by you. You don't do that. Velo b'mikis shagabayin, not even from the gabay tzedakah's personal wallet. Why not? Because we're assuming that these tax collectors are all thieves. And collecting taxes is thievery. You know, don't get involved with these criminals that have quote unquote tax collectors. Don't get involved with them. Why? Because really everything they have is stolen. Everything they have is stolen. The Ain, Notlin, Mehem, Tzedakah. Don't take Tzedakah from them either. Right? This is the Lashon of the Rambam, just to give it a little context. He says like this: Asur Niklos Davar HaGozel Min HaGazlin. You can't buy something stolen from a Gazlin. Right? Gazlin stole something, it sells it to you. Not to buy that.
That stuff is always good.
Yeah, it's cheap, right? Dekol ha'oset dvarim elu kiyotze behen machzik yidei over avera. You're just empowering over avera.
Right.
If there's a market for this stuff, they're just going to steal more. Right? Va'over alif na'iver lo siten mikshol. And you're over alif na'iver. You're empowering a guy to go do more stealing. El, right? That's only by gezel. That's only by avada gezel. Here, the chiddush is... It's not a vada that this money stolen. Right? That's what the whole daf today is. Dina de malchus of dina. There's such a thing as taxes. Even in a right, you're living in a country, you're living in America, you pay taxes. America, the system is different. They were telling one guy used to come around and strong arm you, right? That's going to be the answer. The answer is, it's not legitimate. It's not legitimate tax collecting, right? It's not legitimate. The guy does what he wants. So the chiddush over here is, it's not a vadai stolen.
Sounds like the IRS.
No, it doesn't sound like the IRS at all.
No.
That's legitimate. No. You don't like it. No one likes them. Yeah. But it's legitimate. They have rules. They follow rules.
But in...
Yeah, they could break the rules. I understand.
In Eastern Europe, when they used to tax Jews higher than the rest of the population, could you take a different...
So we're going to get to it. We're going to get to all that.
Good.
Anyway, the point is, let me finish. The Rambam, it's not Vada that it's stolen. It's not Vada it's stolen. It's only a Suffolk. Even still, don't go near them. Right? He says,
don't take from them.
What?
Don't take from them.
Right. It's not a Vada. Still don't take from them. 1 minute. They know Olam HaTzaka. I will no tell who mitoch based or min ashok. But from other, I think it means from. It's only these are only that. But if it's not money that's specifically geared for tax money, it's from the shok or from the someone's house. That's okay, right? There's nothing wrong with that. That's the Mishnah. Says the Gemara. Tana, first line says, "Avol nosin lo dinar v'nosin lo es hashar." But you can, if you owe them 50 cents, and you give them a dollar, then they can give you back 50 cents. Something wrong with that?
Huh? It's not on the money.
Right, not on the money. That's okay. Now we get to the sugya. Umoksin, don't go to a tax collector to change money. Why? Because the money's probably stolen. If I'm a Shmuel, dina de malchusadina. Such a thing as dina de malchusadina. What do you mean the money's stolen? The guy's collecting taxes. He's doing his job. He's working for the king. He's working for the government. Right? So before we get to that, what's the reason for dealing with the Machus Adina? What's the reason for that?
It would be Chil HaLashem.
No one says Chil HaLashem. No. Maybe. Hmm?
I did.
Yeah.
Al-Tifrosh maybe? I don't know.
What?
Al-Tifrosh.
No, the answer is, Rav the Rashbam says, because you live in a country, you have to follow the rules of the country. It's very simple. Right? What?
Unless it goes against Allah.
Correct.
We don't have that issue.
Others, the Rashbam gives a different answer. They say because really the king owns the whole land. The king owns the whole land. And he's in charge. And you're subordinated to him. So the nafka mina would be, what about Israel? Because Israel, you can't say the king owns. I'm allowed to be in Israel. Right? So what do you mean the king owns the land? That doesn't apply in Israel. That's a whole hack with Israel. The Israeli government, right, which Lachor is like any other government, so when they want to impose taxes, is that legitimate? If you hold it to Iran, the answer is no. It's their land. They let you live here. And it's a fee to live here. Want to live here? Pay me taxes. Can't say that in Israel. What do you mean I let you live here? I'm allowed to live here. It's Israel. It's Eretz Yisrael. You can't tell me I can't live here. I'm a Jew. But the government's not a melech. It doesn't have a Torah-sanctioned government. It's a government. If you hold from that reason, then the shaila. I'm sure they come up with a reason not to. No, seriously. That's it. If the whole reason why Dina the Machus Dina, the Ran says, the Rajba.
It's so complicated to even say it, because you're getting services.
Right, correct.
It's not like you're getting the rights to live here. It's not the rights to live here.
Right. Right, not only that, there's also another machlokas achronim. Is dina de machus dina daraisa? Some say yes. It's a daraisa idea. Torah said you're going to be in France. You follow the rules of France as long as they don't discriminate against you and things like that. And they don't violate. Everyone lives there. Everyone gets a fire department and a police department and the schools. Right? Everyone has. I'm not paying taxes because I don't want to, really. It's the basis. Let's get down to it. Just don't want to.
It's also completely different how they did it in Torah.
Correct. It's completely different. Completely different. So that's going to be the answer. The answer is it's completely arbitrary, and then you don't have to be subject to arbitrary rules.
No,
right?
Tom Kumar, the tax collector was in a position that wasn't. They were bought out. They
right.
They bought the position.
Exactly. So then whatever they gave the king, and whatever actually they made, they kept. That's what we're going to get to right now. So Amr, so the question, Dina Lama Chusadina, why can't you go to the tax collector to exchange money? After all, the taxes are all legitimate. Dina Lama Chusadina, Amr of Chenin de Bar Kana, Amr Shmuel, no, it's B'mochet She'ein Lo Kitzva. First of all, it's a tax collector where there's no end. It doesn't stop. That's not legitimate. You don't have to give 100% of your income to taxes. That's not legitimate. That's answer number one. The Rabbiani Amar, B'machis Owen Me'elov. The tax collector made himself a tax collector. He's not a real tax collector. So it could be that the king said, I want you to bring me $100 from that neighborhood. Whatever more you get is yours. So he's going to squeeze everybody. It's not legitimate.
That's what they did.
What?
That's what they did.
Exactly, exactly. That's no different than I walk into a store and say, how much is that chair? It's $1 million for that chair. That's not legitimate. I mean, theoretically, he could do that. So, ikad demasni la'aha. Others say, this machlokes of what's the two reasons was not said about dina de machus adina. It was said about another thing. What's the other thing? It says, lo yulbash adam klayim. You're not allowed to wear klayim, right? It's called chatnas. Afilu agabe asar begadim. Even if you have 10 pairs of shirts, 10 shirts, and the 11th shirt you're wearing is chatnas, you're also not allowed to. Right? Why not? Because you want to avoid the taxes. The taxes, right, it's like on an airplane. If your luggage is too heavy, they're going to make you pay extra money. But what if you're too heavy? That's not such a thing. What if you're too heavy?
They make you buy a separate another seat.
Well, you're not that heavy. So what do? You pad yourself a little bit with some extra shirts and stuff, and I'll get onto the plane. I won't have to pay the extra baggage. Right? So you're not allowed to do that. Right?
They don't charge you if you're overweight.
What? If you're overweight, they don't charge you. Exactly. So I'll wear 10 shirts. I'll be a little heavier, but my luggage won't. I won't have to pay. One of my shirts is chatnas. So you're allowed to do that? I'm wearing chatnas to avoid taxes. You're allowed to do that? Of course not. Right? Masnisin de lo Rabbi Akiva. That's not like Rabbi Akiva. D'tanya. Aser la havriach es ameches. You're not allowed to avoid taxes. You're not allowed to do that. Forget chatnas. In general, you're not allowed to do that. Reb Shimon Omer, Mishum Rabbi Akiva, Mutar Lavriach Es Ameches. You're allowed to avoid taxes. Bishlomer Le'inyan Klayim, B'Hakam Miflagi. I understand the arguing about Klayim. Demar Savar, Rabbi Akiva holds, Davar She'enu Mitzchavin Mutar. Davar She'enu Mitzchavin means you do an act that's permitted. It's permitted to wear a shirt. And it may or may not result in a forbidden act. May or may not result. So you have to figure out, how is me wearing this extra shirt not benefiting me? Not for sure benefiting me. It's making me more warm. You have to figure out how it's not a psik resha. It's just I do a permitted act, opening a refrigerator. That's a permitted act. The light may or may not go on. So you're allowed to open the refrigerator? The answer is yes. If the light goes on, you're in trouble. But if it definitely will go on, that's a psik resha. You do a permitted act, which definitely results in a forbidden act. So over here, I'm allowed to wear a shirt. Permitted act, I'm allowed to wear a shirt. It may or may not result in a forbidden act. How it may or may not result in a forbidden act, you have to figure out some...
Well, it's summer, it's hot anyway. You don't want
so what, you're still getting benefit from it?
What benefit?
So davar she'enu mitzchavin, I may or may not benefit from it. How are you not benefiting from it? You have to find the case where you're not benefiting from the extra shirt. Some say it's very stiff, it doesn't it's uncomfortable, it wasn't ironed right, so it doesn't really feel good on me. You have to figure out some kind of funny situation where it's not a psik resha. Because if it's a psik resha, everybody agrees you're not allowed to do it. Davar She'enu Mitzchavin, we hold you're allowed to. Right? We hold you're allowed to do a permitted act that may or may not result in a forbidden act. It comes up in Shabbos all the time. It all applies in the rest of the Torah as well. Anyway, my goodness. Anyway, Rabbi Kiva Savar, Davar She'enu Chamutar. Umar Savar, the Tanakama held Davar She'enu Mitzchavin Asar. El Avriyat Bavos HaMeches, me show you. Who said you're allowed to avoid taxes? Farmer Shmuel, Dino de Mechusadina. I'm allowed to do that. Amar of Chanina Bar Kahana, Amar Shmuel b'mechesh ein lo kitzva. No, it's a tax. It doesn't stop. It doesn't end. Devei Rabbi Yana Omer b'mechesh ha'oved me'omed me'elav. The guy's doing it on his own. He's a strong arm. So then you can avoid the taxes. That's when those two explanations were said. V'ikad demasni la'ha. There's a third explanation. Nodrin, listen to this. A ruffian comes and says, I want your stuff. Nodrin, you're allowed to lie. You're allowed to make a neder, which is a lie. Laharagin, to a guy who's going to kill you. Laharamin, to these strong-armed people. Lamoksin, or to the tax collector. Shehishal truma, that it's really truma stuff. So truma, they're not going to violate. Right? To kill you, to steal from you, that they'll violate. But they're not going to violate. Oh, that's truma. That's what they're not going to do. Right?
It's a white line.
What?
It's a white line.
Tosfa says, because they're not going to open themselves up to Misa B'dei Shemayim. That they're not going to do. So if you tell them it's truma... Well, so you're allowed to lie to tell these people it's truma, get away from me. Then they'll leave you alone. Shehi shall base up, she shall truma, that it's truma, she shall base hamelech, It belongs to the king. Even though it's all baloney. Anyway, ulamokshin. What do you mean? You're going to tell the tax collector? One of those people on the list is a tax collector. A murderer, a strong arm, a bully, a tax collector. How could you lie to the guy? Oh, this is not available for taxes. It's all truma. How could you lie to this guy, tax collector? Same answer. There's no end. He's on his own. He's a self-made tax collector, right? Therefore, you're allowed to lie to him. Ravashi Omar, B'moches Knani, he's a goy. Says Rashi, second line from the bottom, V'ein lochush im gozlo, we don't care if he steals from a goy. Hecha, deleka, chil Hashem, as long as there's no chil Hashem. She'ein mevin b'zeh mechazev, he doesn't realize you're tricking him. You hear that answer from Ravashi? The Tanya, like we learned in a Braisa, even though he says like this, the Yireim says, even if you want to tell me that stealing from a goy is mutter, it doesn't really belong to you. It's just that he can't, it's a funny thing. It's really shayach to the goy, you just don't have to return it to him. And you're allowed to keep it by you. He says, what will you ask, Kamina? Can you steal an esrog from a goy? Let's say you're allowed to steal from a goy. We hold you not allowed to. Let's say Rashi holds you are allowed to. Let's say you're allowed to steal from a goy. So can you steal an esrog? The answer is no. It's still not yours. Just you don't have to return it to him. It's still not yours. It's a funny thing. Anyway, it's not such a blanket head to go steal from a goy, even if you hold you're allowed to. Anyway, which you hold you not allowed to. Say it again. The Tanya, Yisrael of a Kanani, on us, Yisrael and a Kanani, Shabaladin, they come to court. Anas, the censor took it, the censor added that, I'm not sure what that is. They come to Din, Imatiachol Azako, Bedina Yisrael Azako. If you could win with a Jewish psak, fine. Vamalo kach dinenu, that's how we paskin. Bedina Kananim Zakeu, Vamalo kach dinchem. Or, if the law in the country, the Goyish court, will also make you win, it's even better. Listen, this is the rule. You lost. V'im lav, bora lov be'ikvin divrei Rishmo. And if not, so Rishmo says you come with some kind of trick to win. Rabbi Akiva Omer, no, in bora lov be'ikvin, you can't come with a trick. The Kiddush Hashem. It's Kiddush Hashem, you can't do that. You lose. Rabbi Akiva, ta'ima dika Kiddush Hashem. The only thing Rabbi Akiva was cared about was Kiddush Hashem. Ha'olek Kiddush Hashem, but if he held, but if not going to be a Kiddush Hashem issue, not going to be like that, then you can do some kind of trickery. The Gezel Kanani Mishari, what are you allowed to steal from a goy? Vatanya, Amar Bshirman, Davar Zadarish, Rabbi Akiva, Shikabam, Zephirin. Rabbi Akiva said this when he came to him from Zephirin. Menayan, Le Gezel Kanani, Shu, Isser. How do you know it's Usser? Right? How do I know it's Usser? Talmud Lomar, Achre Nimkar, Geula, Ti, Yelo. That this is a story, this is a case where a Jew becomes the property of a goy. He gets sold and sold and sold to as an Eved, and finally ends up by a goy. So the Torah doesn't say, all right, so come at night and steal him back. It doesn't say that. It says you have to redeem him. How do you redeem him? You have to pay. You can't steal from a goy. Right? The Amshal Shlomo says something so interesting. He says, I need a special pasuk to tell me that, because the Torah is written for Jews. So how do I know you can't steal from a goy? Well, it says, well, Sigzal, that's Jews. So I need another pasuk somewhere to tell me, no, even from goyim you can't. Where's that pasuk? Over here, by the eved. There's a Jew by an eved, by a goy. Somehow it happened. You can't just go take him. You have to go, you have to redeem him. They charge you money, you have to pay. You can't just steal something.
Well, we know that anyway, for you can make a chil Hashem.
Okay, so then not for the chil Hashem issue. Even if it won't be a chil Hashem somehow, it's not going to be a chil Hashem. You still can't do it. Right? Shalo yam shechenu v'yete. You can't just go let him escape or something like that. Yachal yiglom alav. What does that mean? Yiglom alav.
That he's going to be thought that one should act foolishly and allow the kanani to overcharge for the servant.
Yeah. Okay. Can't do that. Talmud lomar v'chishivim kaneu. Yidaktik im kaneu. You have to be didaktik. Amar of Yosef. So what do you see? Some said you're not allowed to charge steal from a guy. Some say you are. Lo kasha ha b'kanani. Ha, when is it mutter by mamash a goy? Ha beger toshav. When can you not steal and you have to mamish do a deal? That's by a ger toshav, who's a goy, but he keeps something a little bit. What a ger toshav is, a homachlokas, right? Does he keep shev mitzvahs b'nei noach? Does he not eat treif? Whatever it is, he's not a goy, like a real goy, right?
Over here he says, because he may reside in Eretz Yisrael.
He lives in Israel, right? So it's some kind of lesser goy. Amalei Abaya, v'atar bayo gabi hadadik tzivi. What are you talking about? What are you making a distinction between a goy and a ger toshav? They both said in the same parsha. The Torah talks about there, it's a descent, the descent of a person, right? Doesn't keep Shemitah, it starts in Parshas Bahar. And the next thing you know, he's by a goy. How'd that happen? Because he keeps getting sold. Lo lecha el lager. First, it goes to a ger. Shenemar lager, velo lager tzedek el lager toshav. Not a ger tzedek, a Jew. He goes to a ger toshav. Shenemar lager toshav. Mishpachas ger ze ovi kochavim. It's talking about the how a person, when he does an aveira, Shemitah specifically, how that steamrolls you to a terrible end. First, you go to a ger tzedek, then a ger toshav, then a goy. Right now you buy a goy. Mishpachas ger to ovi kochavim. You buy a goy. Kishu omer ola aker zanim chas lo ovi kochavim. That's talking about a guy who gets sold to a goy. The point is, both the ger toshav and the goy and the regular goy are in the same parsha here. And what does it say? When you go redeem him, you got to pay. You can't just steal him. You have to pay. So elo amar Rava lo kash. A different answer. Kan bigzei lo. When are you not allowed to steal? You're not allowed to steal when. You're not allowed to steal. Khan, over here, we're talking about bahafkos halva. You're just not giving back a loan. That's not stealing. It's stealing. It's stealing, 100%. But that, by a goy, maybe is mutter. It's not with a gun, but it's a different kind of stealing. It's passive stealing.
Like,
right?
Like a credit card.
Exactly.
Pay,
what would be the difference? What's the difference? How would it be different? Okay. How would it be different? So you're not going to like this answer.
I don't know.
So by stealing, it says it doesn't say, it says los igzal, don't steal. So you can't steal from anybody. By loans, it says los ashok reyecha. So it's not reyecha. It's a bad answer, no? Yeah. Okay. Amalei Abaya Eved Ivri have caused halvasahu, but at Eved Ivri the whole thing is not paying back the loan. Because he borrowed money, couldn't afford it. That's how he got sold. So the Gemara says, no. Rava l'tamei, da'amar Rava, Eved Ivri, gufo konei. No, but you own the Eved. So it's like mamash stealing. Amar of Bibi, therefore you have to actually go pay for him. And you can't just say, well, I'm not, by me stealing the Eved Ivri, I just held back a loan. It's not true. Amar of Bibi, bar Gidal, Amar of Shimon Chasida, Gezel Knani, Osir. No, Gezel Knani is Osir. Avedaso mutter. You don't have to return something you find from a guy. That's mutter. Gezel aser. Damar of Huna. Menayin legezel aknani shu aser. How you know it's aser? Shenemar. V'achalt es kol am asher mashem alkech anosin lecha. Bezman sheheim misurim biyadecha. When they're given to you properly, then you can keep it. V'lo bezman sheheim misurim biyadecha. Not when you steal it. You can't steal from a guy. Avedaso muteres. That's mutter though. Damar of Chama bar Guria amarav. Menayin leavedes kol aknani shu muteres. How do you know it's mutter? You don't have to do a shavas aveda on a guy. How do you know that? Shenemar, like it says, you don't have to return for a kanani. You never got it, you don't have to return it. But if you have it, you have to return it. In other words, I'm walking by and I see a cross. And on the top of the cross it says this guy's address. I don't have to return that. But if I find a wallet and I pick it up and I bring it home and I look through it and I see cash in there and then I do have to return. Because only if you never got it, you don't have the mitzvah to go pick it up for the guy. But if I have it in my possession somehow, like I buy a table and in the table is money, right? Guy, return that. I did a huge Kiddush Hashem, returning $90,000.
That's right.
Right? So that's was a massive Kiddush Hashem, right? Massive.
But wouldn't it be a Kiddush Hashem both cases here?
What?
Wouldn't it be a Kiddush Hashem?
So the question is, Ikar din, you have to do it. So I don't think the guy has to return that money. Halachically, no. Did he have to return that money halachically?
No.
He didn't have to. Right? The Aveda of a guy, you don't have to return.
You know for sure the guy is a guy.
What?
Yeah,
they knew for sure.
Yeah, they knew.
They knew for sure he was. She was a woman.
Yeah.
Amaravina, umatza'asa da'asiliyah de mashma. It says mitziyah, so it's a mashma, you have it in your possession. Right? Okay. But so, again, so same vort. You, what's that going to be something here? that you don't have to return it, even if you have it, even if you have the money in the desk, you don't have to return it. Make her a din. Tanya, Rav Pinchas ben Yair Omer, Makom sheyesh chil Hashem, afilu avidaser aser. If there's a chil Hashem, then even the avedi has to return. How could there be a case like that? Not that case. That case, the person would never know. The case is, a guy is in a neighborhood, it's the only Jews in the neighborhood. A guy is in the middle of 13th Avenue, no guy in there, and the guy happens to be there for something, he's fixing the sewer, and all of a sudden he drops something. So where's my thing? Where's my wallet? Right? No one's returning it here?
Nobody knows anything.
No. That's a chil Hashem. That's a chil Hashem. How come no one's returning my wallet? They're all Jews. That's a different story. Right, but if it's on the subway or something, or some middle of Manhattan, even though there's goyim there, there's Jews, everybody there, that would not be a chil Hashem. Right? It's a very interesting halacha.
Yeah.
Right? That was said by the Kesef Mishnah. That's a chil Hashem. The whole town is Jews, and one guy happened to lose a wallet there, of course it's a chil Hashem not to return it. He was fixing the traffic light. What do you mean? He's doing a job for the city, right?
No, the famous story like that. Israeli.
Yeah.
A very secular guy who got involved with an Indian spiritual leader. And he got really turned on. He came back to religion because when he was working with the guy, the guy found the wallet. He goes, oh, now it belongs to our religion. He goes, no, it doesn't. The guy's not his name in it. Return it. No, it belongs to us. So he got so turned off, he went back.
Interesting. Interesting. Anyway, Amar Shmuel to also muteres. A mistake is mutter. A mistake is also mutter. Kihad de Shmuel, Zavan, Mikusi, Lakana, Dedava. He bought some bar of gold. Bimar, the parzla, the guy thought it was copper or something. Bedalat zuzi, it was the price was 4 zuz, which is a ridiculous price for gold. And by the way, and he even made a mistake, he gave him only 3. Right? So it's 2 mistakes. That's okay. Rav Kahana, Zabim Mikusi, Meyev Eshim Chavita, Bimeya, he sold him 120 barrels for 100. Vivlei Chazuza. Not only that, he even made a mistake on how he even gave him $1 less. Amalei, Chazid Alech, Kasamchina. Look, I'm relying on you. So Rashi has 2 pshatim. Who's talking to who here? One pshat is Rav Kahana's talking to the guy, and the other pshat is the guy's talking to Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana says, I trust you, whatever you do, whatever price, whatever. And the other pshat is, no, he says to Rav Kahana, whatever money you give me here, I'm going to trust you. Right? Ravina, Zavan, Dikla, Hahu, Vikusi, Latalcha. Him and Akusi together bought some branches. Amale Lashami, so Ravina told the servant, Kadam Vaisi Miikra, Dikusi, Minyana, Yada. He says, bring me the branches first, because I have to give half to the kusi. All the kusi cares about are the leaves. I care about the thickness, Rashi explains. I care about the thickness. It's a different, we have a different cheshbon, similar idea. Ravashi having gazel b'orcha, he was walking in the way. Chazia shivta de gufna bepardesa. He saw some grapes in a field. Vitali bay kitufe de inve. And there were some grapes hanging over there. Amale lashame zil chazi go see. E de kusi nin if there are guys. I see. Then bring them to me. Eid Yisrael ninu lo aisili. If there are Jews, don't bring them. Shamia haukusi taviyasa bepardesa. There's a guy sitting there in the orchard. There's a guy sitting there in the vineyard. Amalei, what the kusi shari? What you stealing from a guy? What's the matter with you? Amalei kusi shakel the dummy. Yisrael lo shakel dummy. No, I didn't want to steal. Chas v'shalom, I wasn't going to steal. Says Ravashi. If you're a goyish plays, I'm going to pay for them. The Jew will make me pay for them. Tosva says it's obvious, clear that that was Ravashi's intent all along. Gufa, Amar Shmuel, Dina de Machusadina. Dina de Machusadina? We said, Amar Rava, Teda, I'll prove it to you. The Kotli Dikli, they chop down your wood, they come take your wood, the Gishari Gishiri, they make a bridge out of it, the Avrin and Avra Alayu, and everybody goes across the bridge, right? How could you use that bridge? It's stolen bridge, stolen goods. Stolen goods. And Rashi points out, there's no Yeish, because I know exactly where they are, they're right there on the bridge. There's no Yeish, there's no Shinui. They just took boards of mine and made a bridge out of it. There's no Yeish, no Shinui. How can I walk on the bridge? The answer is, deal with the Machusadina. They're allowed to do that.
It's also full-time eminent domain.
Right, exactly what it is. Exactly, deal with the Machusadina. Amar Abaya, Dilma Mishum Yeish, Miyayish Lehu Minayim Mirayu. Maybe you're Yeish. Amar Le, Ilo, deal with the Machusadina. Hechi Miyayish. How is there Yeish? Vaha Loka Avid, Loka Avdi Kid Amar Ma. In other words, how can there be? There's no Yeish because there's no Shina, there's no Yeish. Valo ka'avdi k'damar Malka, but they didn't follow the king because Malka Amar zilu v'katulu mikol bagi. The king said, "Go take everything from everybody evenly." V'inu ozli v'katli michad baga. He went to only one area, The answer is Shlucha Demalka Kamalka Velo Tarach. He was just lazy. It's still the king's command. He just went to one area to get the wood. It doesn't mean that it's not the king's command. The inhu the afsid anav shayu the boiler the inkut mikule, right? And he didn't want to. What does that mean? Umishkal ubag umishkal dummy. What does that mean?
If they do not get reimbursed, they brought about their own loss because they should have obtained compensation from the owners of the trees.
Yes.
All the other valleys collected money from them.
Right. Right, so it's some kind of so the bottom line is it's dinah d'machlokes dinah.
That's right.
You have to. That's it. Amar Rava, man de mishtakech de bebe dari. Also, I'm not sure about this case. Should we stop here?
Should we stop?
Should we stop here? No, let's do it. Try to do two more lines. Amar Rava, man de mishtakech bebe dari. It's some kind of case where there's four partners. Rashi says there are four partners in the field, and they come and collect. Para masna demalka, and they're coming to take some tax, and
he pays the tax for all of them.
Right? The hani mili should for that's only if they're partners. Aval arisa arisu say who to come up it. But if he's a sharecropper, he doesn't own the land. He just gets a percentage of the produce. So you can't make him pay for the boss, right? Omar Rava barmasa abarmasa miavet. You could also give a mashkin.
Pledge.
A pledge, right. V'hani mili b'dabarla ara. That's only fruit. Ukarga d'hai shata, or a head tax for this year. Aval shata d'chalaf, but for last year, hova fayis malka chalaf. Last year's last year's news. So you already made up a chesin with the king. You can't do it for last year. Amar Rava, hani d'dairi dari b'toch ha-tchum. If you live in the tchum, asar likach mehen. People that used to like have their animals go graze in the tchum, right? You can't take those animals. My time or not, mishum de ma'arva chiyusa b'masa badayu, because they're going to get pregnant from the Jewish animals. Not sure what this means. Right, let's stop here. Let's stop here with Amar Rava. Amar Rava. We'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
Come out.